When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Quitters never give up.
You got these?
Right. Have you ever had a dream?
Because I didn't give up, B.
Wait, you just gave the answer.
Quitters never give up.
Quitters never give up.
Are the words that came out of his mouth.
Scott
Walken. Not embarrassed or humiliated or ashamed. He was proud of himself.
Don't tell me the American dream.
I'm not so lucky that my mind drifted
all,
as well.
Richer for
don't tell me the American dream is dead.
How's it going? Episode 41 of Quitters Never Give Up. Lindsay and Jen are here. Edwin, the answer Miller, is on assignment in Hawaii. So on our special bonus breaking news bulletin episode, someone called in regarding the whole Jankytown thing.
Guys, this is Stephen PV checking in, and it's regarding Omar and leaving the show. I think that Omar is not the dick, okay, and this is my reasoning. Since they've been doing this podcast and they had a certain amount of advertising dollars, I'm pretty sure they were dividing that up equally. But since it went on Patreon and they've got subscribers and there's probably more money coming in, this becomes really a paid position for all three of them. And as such, everybody should be contributing more. Everybody should be pulling their own weight. And if he's doing 95% of the work and they're getting paid for this and he's getting a smaller percentage, and with all that he does, I can see why he gets frustrated. So he is not the dick.
Isn't that Ali's stance as well? That it, like, what took you so long?
Yeah, I like the way he worded it. He's not the dick, but he didn't call anybody else a dick. I think that was good.
From what I was reading on social media, the mob is definitely going after Dave and Beer Mug.
They are getting a lot of the blame for what happened. And maybe a little rightfully so, but maybe not so harsh, everybody. We don't need to.
Right?
I mean, it was called Jankytown for a reason.
So I was only a $3 subscriber on Patreon. So I just got the podcast. Do you guys know what the upper tiers were and what other content they were delivering for that? Because I think that just added more to what Omar was doing.
I'm at the $5 tier, and that gave us bonus episodes, which they were pretty good about doing, and the video content. But the video content was also on YouTube. So I don't know if that was a real big perk.
Well, okay. And that's the other thing. If you're offering a video, you're doing a disservice to your podcast, because now people have two avenues by which to watch you. And advertisers, I think, are seeing a diluted number of people listening to your content on both platforms.
I don't know. I mean, for me, I listen to the podcast because I'm on the train. But then when I'd get into work and, you know, maybe I wanted to take a break, I could watch some of the video, especially some of the things that I thought I wanted to see what happened. Like, I'd like to see the last video, the episode 65, and see just their reactions.
Do you think you'll ever see it?
No, probably not. But there was a lot of cool things on the video content. The first thing that pops into mind is they're talking about Beer Mug's magnificent mustache. And you can't see that when you're listening to it. And then when you click on the video, you're like, wow, that is a big mustache that he grew like in a couple of days. That's pretty impressive. But you know, stuff like that comes up in the podcast. You kind of want to see, you're curious. So I would wind up watching the video after the podcast sometimes.
Do you reckon most people have time for that? I'm legitimately asking. I have no idea.
I don't know, maybe. I think so. I think if I
don't
I do,
know either. So Great News was always a podcast and a video, or
Yes.
But I think their content, if I'm not mistaken, was more suited towards video, right?
Yeah, they would share video clips.
And they're like, the production value was always better in a video sense.
Yeah, it was hard to listen because it was a video show. Yeah, for the most part, I would start listening to the podcast and I'd be like, I just need to watch this a later date. Some of the bits carry over, some of them don't, but it's because they're showing the video of what's happening. And unless there's an announcer that's specifically saying what happened, then that's where it goes wrong. And that's where you need to see the video.
I guess it seems like they tried to do a little bit too much. If I'm trying to see the full picture here.
I agree. I think they were starting to do too much. Because then too, Allie and Bean also have a weekly podcast they put out that's free. Ralph used to. He hasn't put one out since June. So to try and get more subscribers and stuff like that. And so, and I think, you know, they were kind of following along with what Allie, Bean and Ralph have done as far as going into Patreon and trying to make some money. But I don't think they had it very well thought out.
I think Allie said in a cup of tea, they're still going to be friends. They just shouldn't work together for a while.
Maybe. Yeah.
If you listen to our bonus episode, Drew had one side and I had the other. Allie's team Omar basically saying that Dave and Beer Mugs needed to pull their own weight and it was just too much for them. Bean had Drew's side, which was Omar shouldn't have quit so abruptly because all of us fans already went through a traumatic sudden firing and a big letdown of not having the show. Allie said this about the episode 69.
Mostly sad because they were going to do that live event and there's a chance Monty might have been there. Oh. So that's what I'm bummed about, right? Because I do believe he would have been there.
She was talking about the live event. They were talking about the live event and how Omar should have stayed through and made that the finale. I don't know. Maybe it'll still happen. I'm not sure. But I think the one thing that Bean said that stuck with me that was kind of a little bit of a different take than anything we said was this.
It's very important that you choose your partners carefully when you're doing a radio show or any kind of business.
Absolutely.
Which is exactly what we did. I mean, we vetted everybody very carefully and made sure that everybody had to pass their audition and stuff.
I think it was the love of Kevin and Bean that brought us together and just, you know, and wanting to do this.
Yeah, no, we definitely lucked out, I would say. Mm.
One of the things that I was saying, like in all of our conversations, was that this debate has a real possibility of impacting three people's individual lives. And with everything that Muggs has been saying, can you just imagine what his DMs look like right now? Or like how many people are shitting on him in person? You guys did a wonderful job of handling it in such a way that it didn't indict anybody or like really shit on anyone. I worry so much that the impact of even the debate could be a tipping point in someone's mental health.
Yeah, toxic fans, they're just everywhere. They give everybody a bad name. We all care about the shows and we all care about the people and are let down when things don't happen. You know, you could say that it sucks that Dave couldn't do this or Birma couldn't do this or Omar couldn't do this, but to name call on them and to dump on them and to bully them, there's no place for that. All right, moving on. Take a drink.
Yay.
Nailed it.
Ow. 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 Ow.
You get it. When you want her to promote your podcast, we got it.
Say hello to happy goodbye to the blue
janky podcast.
Amazing baker, yeah. She's awesome. I would honestly, I'd suck it up and I'd eat her pie.
Okay, done.
Yeah,
done and okay. Done. I'm okay. Trying to get her to make a pecan pie now. I don't know whether that's going to happen.
Ooh, see, I don't need all those nuts in my mouth.
Okay, what is happening here?
Okay, that was pumpkin pie talk from Cup of Tea in a chat. They were talking about Donna baking the pumpkin pie. Allie has a specific aversion to pumpkin pie because it's sweaty. Get your minds out of the gutter. Anyhow, this week we have about 2 weeks of podcast to cover, but we'll start off with great news. And they returned this week after months of not airing anything. They came back with a little bit of a new look. They're doing their podcast, I think, via Zoom or some type of Zoom platform. They have a new intro, sort of.
Hey, it's great news with Kevin and Mike. Yeah, I am news. Kevin Ryder. This is Mike Catherwood.
They have a little bit of a more newsy kind of feel right off the top, which I thought was kind of cool. They have a lot of chyrons. Is that what they're called? Chyrons? Chyrons and other kind of graphics going on, too. The story that I want to focus on is they were talking about dads on duty. Did you guys hear about this story at all? The group in Louisiana that the dads do security for a school that's had a bunch of fights. Kevin and Mike started talking about how they needed to vet people and how they wouldn't qualify for dads on duty.
You can't just be a dad, because like I was putting myself in that position, like you and me, Kevin, we'd be like, well,
yeah, no.
Why are you fighting? He spit on me. Oh, you should totally kick his ass. Go ahead.
No, we should be rejected by that program 100%.
What are you guys doing in the bathroom there? Oh, we're just smoking weed. All right, cool. No real drugs? No. All right, go ahead.
You gonna share?
Could you imagine Mike and Kevin doing security at a school?
I feel like a woke dad Kev Dog would be fine with it, but he would probably try to also like bring firecrackers to the school too.
Throw rocks at some of the students. All right, let's go to the Ralph Report.
Marty, we have to go do the Ralph Report. Quickly, let's get in the car. We don't need roads where we're going.
That was for Edwin. He did. Ralph did his Doc Brown impression on this week in the Ralph Report. So Ralph on Born This Day brings up, or This Week in History. Is it This Week in History? This Week in History brings up Elijah Craig.
On this day in 1789 in Bourbon, Kentucky, yeah. Elijah Craig made magic. He took a little corn and he distilled it down, and he came up with the first bourbon whiskey.
Oh, okay.
Success, success. We've done it.
Where would I be without Elijah Craig?
How different is your life without Elijah Craig?
Yeah, it's not worth living. I'll tell you that much.
Or are you super successful?
Oh, that's a good point. It's either going one way or the other. I'm just really sad and dour and just useless.
Or all your dreams came true.
Or I am the Elon Musk of the alternate universe. I've just focused all of my energies into creativity.
You're like sober Barney on The Simpsons.
Exactly. I'm a superstar.
Where would we be without bourbon? Where would we all be without bourbon? Also, this week in history, they talked about JFK, and then they went off on a little bit of a tangent.
John F. Kennedy was elected to the presidency of the United States on this day in 1960.
Yeah, he's supposed to come back last week, too.
That's right. No, it's Junior.
Well, Junior's no, both were supposed to come back.
Oh, I didn't know Dad was coming,
one,
too.
And he was supposed to reinstall Trump, and then Junior was going to be the VP, because technically he was still president because he never lost the presidency because he was assassinated.
So
he could bestow
JFK
the powers.
JFK is still the president.
Yes.
And he could then...
He was going to bestow the powers of the president.
Just, he's going to hand the key to the White House to Trump.
That was one of the theories.
And then Trump would appoint JFK Jr.
As his VP.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Yes. And then I think Trump was supposed to ascend to one of the seven kings, and then JFK Jr. would then become president.
Wow.
This is, yeah, I did a deep dive on
it. I'm almost sorry that didn't happen.
I wish it would have.
That sounds super cool.
People are fucking nuts, man.
Don't ask what QAnon can do for you. Ask what you have done for QAnon.
Did you guys hear this conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
That just blew my mind.
I mean, but it kind of popped up. It wasn't like it was been around for a while. Like, I love conspiracy theories. I'm not saying I believe them. But I just, they're interesting. They make you think. I'm not going to die on any hill. But it kind of popped up just a few days before. It wasn't something I'd seen previously. And it was kind of like, wait, what? And so I'll kind of click on some things. And I'm like, okay, this is nuts. And I just keep moving along.
It was very weird. And why would Kennedy still have that power if he was still alive? There's president's terms only last 4 years, so...
Oh, that's the part you're stuck on?
Well, I mean...
Term limits?
I mean, if I'm going to suspend disbelief, and I'll go all the way down to there, it's like, how...
Yeah.
He's not president. He... What? Okay.
But because he never left, and he was killed, then he could just come back and pick it back up? I mean, hey, I'm all for reincarnation. I think, sure, whatever. I don't even... It was wacky.
I like that they're still there waiting. All right. Moving on to Kevin and Sluggo. They had weird pet names.
Well, I adopted her as Meanie, but I added a question mark followed by Spot.
So how do you say that in dog language?
Meanie three spots? It's a cat.
Amy three spots? Amy three spots?
Yes.
You gotta put a question mark at the end though.
That's just straight
That's
crazy.
That's a lot of
dude.
Work. Yeah. And crazy.
The question mark comes after the three.
Well, listen, no one cares.
I care. That's weird.
That's a lot of work.
The cat cares.
Yes, I'm weird. I have three cats.
No, right. I'm able to smoke that, and I appreciate you calling.
Sluggo wants to smoke your cats.
Nope, you cannot smoke
or at
my
least,
cat.
How about their catnip?
I did try smoking that once. Yes, it didn't do anything for me. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
So their callers are wackadoodle.
I don't know. Some of their listeners, though, are hysterical. And I don't know how some of these guys get through all the time. I don't know how they do it.
You've heard that meme that's gone around about the people's names that are like L-A hyphen A. It's like LaDasha.
Uh-uh.
I've actually heard that. Yeah.
There are things like that. Or is it Absidy? It's A, B, C, D, E.
I know there was Elon Musk. He named his kid like a symbol or something. The other part of that call that's interesting is Snuggo smoked catnip. Let me play the next clip with the next animal that actually won the internet.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. Okay, calling about the funny pet name.
Yes, you have a pet with three or more names?
I actually have two pets that have three names. My dog's name is Agatha the Defiant De La Rosa.
Nice. I like that.
I kind of love that.
Yeah, that's good.
And we have a pig whose name is Notorious P.I.G. the Destroyer.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Notorious P.I.G.
That is a winner.
Bean, take a lesson.
Wait, so Notorious P.I.G. and what? The Destroyer?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You win. You win the internet today.
You win all of the names, yes. All of the pet names.
And the
congratulations.
Radio. Yeah.
So Notorious P.I.G.
I love Piggy, that.
But Piggy Smalls was right there.
Right. It's funny, I pulled that clip as well.
And I don't know why Bean hasn't named one of his pugs Puggy Smalls.
Oh, good one.
Did you
like that joke has
done.
Been made before? Yeah.
Yeah.
Piggy Smalls is on the wheel too, right? Or was on the wheel?
That was one of the characters. Yeah, he's the illest.
And Ariana Grande, is that the person who has a pig named Piggy Smalls?
What? You lost me there.
Ariana Grande? Ariana Grande.
All right, let's go over to Cup of Tea in a chat. The one thing that we didn't get to report because we skipped a week, this tape is going to go to the Smithsonian. It's a Bean saying daylight savings.
Let's do some time talk for a second because I have never been more disgusted with myself and my lack of critical reasoning that I have not been able to figure out the time difference between us because...
Yeah.
Our time changed today. Now, we don't have any of this daylight saving stuff, okay? It's the same thing, but we don't use those words.
Do you have daylight savings?
Gilligan!
Do you hear it? Daylight savings.
Yeah.
Is that a thing that he admitted to, or is it...
He hasn't admitted to it, but listen.
Now, we don't have any of this daylight saving stuff, okay?
Daylight
or
savings.
Or he was just... saying stuff.
Daylight savings. Daylight savings.
Stuff.
Daylight savings.
Stuff starts with an S.
But he clearly says enunciates stuff afterwards.
Daylight savings.
I don't know.
Daylight savings. Daylight savings.
Daylight savings.
I don't know about that.
That counts.
I don't know.
That's funny. There. He said daylight savings stuff.
Did he?
One more time.
Now, we don't have any of this daylight saving stuff, okay?
That sounds like saving stuff to me.
Right?
Saving space stuff. That doesn't sound like saving.
Now, we don't have any of this daylight saving stuff, okay?
So you're saying
I think you're grasping at straws here.
No, I that's savings stuff.
We don't have any
of that daylight savings stuff.
Is this Tratton May part two?
This is No, this is more than Tratton May.
Okay. I'm objecting to this with prejudice.
This is the question that'll break apart the KBCU.
No.
They kind of addressed it on a call-in. Someone called in and pointed it out, but no, he didn't really answer. All right. They talked about Kevin dating Marion Dungey, which is the other news that we missed. And Bean is pre-sat.
They're both teabaggers. Everything's great.
As you know, there's no good news that I can't ruin. You know that. And the only thing I'll say is, no, I'm delighted. I feel the exact same. I love them both, and I'm very happy, and I hope it lasts forever. Kevin's track record doesn't suggest that's possible, but I'm just saying, I hope it lasts forever.
Oh my God, you're from hell.
But I'm pre-sad in the event
that there's a breakup down the road, then what?
Why would you do
this? No, I'm just saying, down the road, now you're going to be in a very uncomfortable position because you're super good friends with the bride and the groom. Now what? Now you've got to pick sides, or do you have to just stay friends with them both and try to keep it all separate and keep it all straight and not play? I mean, I'm just saying, down the road, I feel like this presents a real obstacle. No, I'm not. I'm serious. I mean,
way to bring it down, Bean.
Or what do you guys think? They break up? Do you pick sides? Do you just
ride or die, Kevin?
Oh,
I mean, Allie's friends with Maren Dungey. I don't think it would be a big deal, even if they were together for a while. Like I almost feel like Melissa is still more a part of the Kevin and Bean creative universe than regardless of their marriage status.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I also think too, as the older you get, the less you care, where it's like, yeah, we can be friends. Okay. It didn't work out. You've had enough breakups at this point, you know, where there's just that maturity comes.
Okay. So let me move on to a clip that Edwin sent. I'm really not sure what it is.
But to me, if we're talking sexy, you've got a Tom Hardy, you've got a Cillian Murphy, Idris Elba, Edwin, the whole damn cast of Mayans, every single one of those dudes.
You're looking for edge. Sexy. You need a little bit unpredictability, a little bit of edge. And Paul Rudd maybe seems a little too safe for you.
I wasn't sure why he sent that in. They can hear your eyes rolling. Would you have preferred this one?
You've got a Tom Hardy. You've got a Cillian Murphy, Idris Elba.
Edwin!
All right, moving on. They brought up a Sean Penn interview that I thought was hilarious. I remember when this happened on the actual Kevin and Bean show.
And I actually do have the clip. This is labeled on my soundboard as the Sean Penn disaster. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
Is this a role that you would have wanted to play, Sean, had you been young enough for the role?
I was a good deal older than the guy when I first read it, so it never came to mind that way. I never could have or did consider that.
You could have gone comedy with it and Ben Spicoli. It changed the whole thing around.
not at all, Kevin.
No.
But it did lead me to my next question.
Of course, he never even responds to that, right?
Was it Into the Wild?
Yes. And I think Sean Penn directed it, maybe, is what happened.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Just silence. Silence.
Yes. And I know what Kevin was trying to do, because I know how his mind works. He was thinking, this guy is so boring, I have to figure out a way to juice this interview a little bit. So I'm going to throw out some Spicoli comedy. In his mind, he had to know that it wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to land, right?
Had to.
But he tried anyway. So.
But Kevin also, in his mind, knew it wouldn't land, and that chaos drove him to do it more.
He does. He's addicted to chaos.
The way he delivered it, I felt like I would be the only person laughing at that. Yeah, tears were just coming down my eyes. I couldn't stop laughing, and I still make that joke today every time I see Sean Penn doing a movie.
And the reason it came up is because there's an auction for something on eBay. I want to say, is it Home for the Veterans or something to that effect? And anyway, so nobody's bidding on Sean Penn. I think he was only up to like $300 or something, whereas other people were in the thousands. And so that's what spurred that conversation.
Yes, yeah, for a 30-minute Zoom call with Sean Penn.
Yeah, what would you talk about?
I would bring up Spicoli.
Right? Play that interview. Do you remember this?
He would end that call right away. So the other thing on Cup of Tea in the Chat, Bean did AM radio auditions, and it was awesome.
95 PGC. At 432-9595, all conversations on the air, of course, are strictly confidential. That's one for Burtonsville from Lionel Richie, and he gets more Richie every time we play one of his songs.
And then, of course, we can't forget the Footloose.
PGC, I still love that song. From Nisi. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
Damn it. That was the joke I should have told Edwin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or the sports guy.
Or the sports guy. Almost made your foot loose. Anyhow, so this is the first one he played on Cup of Tea in a Chat.
1440 AM, WOHN. Gene Baxter here, taking you through a Friday afternoon. Reminiscing, thinking about a very special ex-girlfriend of mine. She had a wooden leg. I don't remember her name, I just always called her Peg.
I seen your picture.
See, because the song is called Peg is what I did there. All right, I got another one here.
You're listening to WPRW. We are 1460 on your AM radio dial and number one in your heart. And how long have we been serving up your old school jams?
Always and forever.
Yeah, we have.
And the fact that your voice went down for just one word and then was right back up.
I think they should put another tier where Bean releases that.
Yes.
Once a week.
Yes.
You know, $25 a month, once a week, you get AM Radio Bean.
Right? That'd be awesome.
What do you think, Lindsay?
I think we've got plenty of records of this for free. I don't know why anyone would pay more for that. But, you know.
I don't know. The way Bean did all those announcements, I just could imagine him doing that for a whole show. I don't know. It'd be like a great party machine. All right. Flashback with no introduction.
All right.
What?
Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:31, and it's Tuesday, the 30th of September.
Yeah!
Anna?
Giggity, giggity.
Yes.
What?
Checkity, check. In the hizzy.
And so it concludes, ladies and gentlemen.
Nicely
done. It.
Very nice. And, of course, tomorrow the start of Foxtober.
Hi, I'm Megan Fox.
When are we going to talk to
Megan Fox?
Megan Fox, A, but B, our new intern, Tiny Dancer. Here's what I love about Kevin is that he picks interns the same way he picks presidents,
which is
for comedy.
You go for comedy.
He doesn't look for confidence. He doesn't look for brains. He just looks for comedy.
Right. That's how you got to do it. That's how you got to go through life, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and look at the interns we've had. I think it proves that Kevin is right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we have some good interns.
The misfits.
Besides Creepy Wonder.
The freaks.
Besides Creepy Wonder, it's always worked out.
Yeah.
It's always worked out.
Yeah, we've had a pretty good batch, I think. Yeah. I'm
that
not complaining.
I'm
just saying it's funny.
Shaolin Robot?
I got you.
Never would
Shaolin
have
Robot
her.
Was great. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that she was a good intern, by the way, but she was infinitely entertaining.
We're certainly not talking about their internship skills.
No, I think when Mike says it worked out, I don't think he's saying that they were good interns.
No.
He's just saying that they brought the comedy. Or
they backs everything upside down and backwards to Bean. Yeah. That's to be expected. Yeah. Bean, you pay for it, but we get to enjoy
it. Remember when Shaolin Rain did this?
Shaolin Rain. Computer chips are what's inside my brain. Shaolin Rain.
She was a robot. She was. You really did get the impression that she was translating what the words were coming out of your mouth into ones and twos on her hard drive. And
yep.
It wasn't the kind of understanding you expect from a human. It was as if it was being absorbed by a computer.
And she was the dumpster diver, wasn't she?
Yes.
I think she was, yeah.
In the $300 pants.
She used to go out behind
figure that.
Restaurants and get in the trash cans and find food.
Mm-hmm. Well, she wanted to spend her money on other things.
And we were like, why don't you ask your dad for a little more money? Oh, I don't talk to my dads.
Yeah.
How come? A lot of things going on.
What did your dad do for a living? I don't know.
He has mysterious tattoos from the Vietnam War he will not tell me about. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like tattoos of devils chopping dudes' heads off and stuff.
Yeah, I remember that. But the part that I remember about that is that she would never ask.
I am too scared.
She just, I mean, how does your dad have weird tattoos like that? And at least once you don't go, hey, what's that with the devil chopping off that dude's head?
What's hey, Daddy. When you're sitting on Daddy's knee.
Maybe, I don't
know. What's that?
So she was great.
She was.
I'm proud of our intern program. I think that it's fantastic.
Like, I couldn't get a read on the new guy yesterday yet, for instance. I don't know what his damage is, but clearly he's got something wrong with him or you wouldn't have hired him.
Yeah, he does. He sounds like he's a 13-year-old boy. And I think he's 19. He has 7 kids. I don't know. It was a weird situation.
Okay, but there was something wrong with him.
Of course.
Okay, good.
It's his fifth year of college. I know that.
It's his fifth year of college, yeah.
Going
so
on
we
six,
applaud
right?
That.
We say stay in school as long as you can.
Absolutely.
That way you don't have to get a job.
Well, I just know we got to get Tiny Dancer in here soon while she can still get us a prescription. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think she writes them. I just think she fills them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Got to be a doctor to write them.
Let's see if Cash talks in that area. That's all I'm saying. We're going to take advantage of the semester we've got her. That's all.
Kind of a fun reminder about the interns. And if there are any interns out there listening or friends of somebody who is an intern, we'd love to have you on our show to get your behind the scenes take. This Tiny Dancer one sounds like she's pretty normal for the most part. So this is 2008 and she works at a dispensary. So back then it was still, you know, you needed a prescription to get it. Yeah. And so, but she does do an interview later and she sounds pretty normal, but I think they hired her because she was a stripper. And now she works at a weed shop. All right. This is the last one. And this is just the morning crew just being funny.
Randy Quaid, very talented character actor, is 58 years old today. I still remember him as Chevy Chase's brother-in-law in all the vacation movies, all the National Lampoon vacation movies.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very funny. And Julie Andrews. What can you say about Julie Andrews?
Kevin can say, who is she?
Right, and I would respond, you know, Mary Poppins, Sound of Music, you know.
I know
Kevin
who she is. She's
acting broad.
I know who she is because my mom's favorite movie was Sound of Music, and so she made me watch it all the time when I was a kid.
It's a classic. Every year around Thanksgiving, they crank it up on the TV.
Yeah, but how often can you watch it?
I played Captain Von Trapp in high school. You kidding me?
Is there any tape of that? Time?
I don't know. There's any
look into that. Would
any
you?
Any film of that particular performance?
So. Look into that.
I rocked Edelweiss, mother effer. I'll tell you that.
I bet you did.
Brought down the house.
Kevin, weren't you Liesel in some sort of a production of Sound of Music?
Liesel?
Aren't you?
Liesel's the 16-year-old.
I know. I know.
Maybe.
What?
That's what I thought.
I thought I heard that somewhere. Was it in prison?
I am 16 going on 17.
All right. This is what we have to do for the holidays. I think we need an all Kevin and Bean show performance of The Sound of Music.
No, I think not.
Let's bring it up on stage.
That's a great idea.
Mike can play Rolf, the Nazi messenger boy.
he'd have to be.
Kevin can play Liesel.
Don't I have to kiss him?
I believe you do. Lisa can play Marta or Brigitte or one of the other daughters.
One of the other us.
Who knows?
Alex could play the Mother Superior.
Oh, very good.
Dave could play
somebody. The German dude that comes in.
Yeah, the bad Nazi.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was Ralph.
Rolf is Rolf. The ET becomes a Nazi, but there's another bad Nazi who's
Are we still talking about Sound of Music?
I believe we are. Let's... I, of course, will reprise my role as Captain Von Trapp.
Of course you will.
You'd have to.
And I think Omar for Maria.
The hills are alive with the Sound of Music.
I think you're on to something.
Sound of Music outside my window.
Oh, dear God. I'm loving it.
I love it. I'd buy tickets to that in a heartbeat.
Speaking of conspiracy theories, Randy Quaid. Wow. That dude's out there.
Wait, what?
I thought that the Randy Quaid was going a very different direction.
Yeah, me too. I was like, oh, Randy Quaid. Okay.
Wait, what happened?
You haven't heard the stories of Randy Quaid?
Fill me in quickly.
I thought you loved conspiracy theories.
I do, but sometimes when they're stupid, you're just like, I can't do that one. You know, I'm more into the government stuff, you know, to kind of, again, you're never going to know.
Randy Quaid evaded taxes and went on the run and was posting videos, him and his wife, that there is a secret government and Hollywood conspiracy group called the Star Killers. And they go out and kill celebrities for some reason. He's very bonkers.
Wow.
Yeah, there's your entertainment for tonight. Your rabbit hole to go down.
Okay, I'll check that out. What does Dennis Quaid say about that? Anything?
I don't think Dennis Quaid says anything.
Speaking of conspiracies, there's a whole new Taylor Swift song to decode now.
Huh? Oh, no.
I have a feeling Bean will probably go over it.
So there's Taylor Swift conspiracies? Is that?
I don't know that they're conspiracies, but she's just kind of released a new indicting song against another guy.
Okay.
sorry, sports guy's hobbling around. So last week we went down to Beardsley for my birthday and there was nobody at the lake and it was perfect and warm and amazing. The dogs were crazy.
Are you looking for the post-it where you wrote?
Yes! I missed it. God
we
damn
all
it.
Missed it.
When was it?
The 4th.
November 4th, last Thursday.
Oh. So.
No, happy, it's fine. You know what?
Birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. It's funny because I don't have it on my Facebook because, you know how people do. And like, happy birthday, happy birthday. I just, it's fine. I don't, you know, I don't need the whatever attention or whatever. And my mom and sister won't post it either. So that's good.
I've also taken it off of Facebook and like am very against celebrating birthdays now because it makes me feel old. Ah. This has been another fabulous edition of Quitters Never Give Up. I'm Lindsay. I'm not in my car. I'll see you guys next week or maybe in 2 weeks because this is going to come out on Thanksgiving.
Damn, is it Christmas already that we need sweaters and it's winter time? So anyways,